each week. Connor Spinn exposes biased news, censored stories, the power of corporate influence, and more. The news behind the headlines, from FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. That's every Monday morning at 9 a.m.
And this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And at this time of year, typically all of us are anxiously awaiting fireworks displays. Due to the ravages of the COVID virus, a lot of these displays have been canceled. Especially in our area, there's very little in the way of fireworks displays that are going on. However, I thought maybe I would try to light up the sky with some ragtime fireworks. So we'll kick it off here with a list of rags that have to do with explosions up in the sky, I guess. So here from 1911... is a piece by E. Philip Severin to kick it off. It's called Skyrockets. And at the keyboard, actually it's a piano roll, but at the player piano is Dick Zimmerman pumping it away.
Thank you.
Okay, two rocket rags here, Skyrockets, with Dick Zimmerman at the piano, and Silver Rocket, written by Arthur Marshall in 1966. That was Milton Kaye on the piano. Now we're going to have some fireworks. We'll lead it off with a piece from 1988, written by Tom Breyer. It's called Fireworks Rag, and it'll be played by the Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble.
Thank you.
All right. Two firecracker rags. We heard the fireworks rag, Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble, and we followed that up with a piece from 1911 by Will Held called Firecracker Rag, and that was a piano roll cut by Howard Weilmunster of Balmer, Missouri. All right, now let's move on to something else that could possibly light up the sky and certainly make a lot of noise, and that's dynamite. And we have three rags in a row named the Dynamite Rag. So we'll kick it off by one written in 1910 by J. Russell Robinson. Here is Tony Parenti and his ragtime gang. Thank you. right, three dynamite rags in a row. The first one by J. Russell Robinson, performed by the Tony Parenti Group. The second one was written by Joseph Lamb. The title is Joe Lamb's Old Rag, subtitled Dynamite Rag, written around 1908. And that was Sue Keller on piano. And then we ended up with Dynamite Rag by Henry Klickman and Paul Biza from 1913. And that was the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra having a lot of fun with that tune.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign. The census, which is required by the Constitution, is taking place this year. The census affects essential things like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. There is no question pertaining to citizenship. Your responses cannot be used against you or shared with other agencies. You can participate in the 2020 Census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 844-468-2020. Let's work together to make sure everyone in Colorado is counted. Con apoyo de la campaña del censo de 2020 del condado de Boulder, este año nuestra nación realizará el censo requerido por la Constitución. El censo afecta a lo esencial, como la asistencia médica, la educación y la infraestructura. No hay una pregunta de ciudadanía, y sus respuestas no pueden ser utilizadas en su contra ni ser compartidas con otras agencias. Puede participar en el censo de 2020 en my2020census.gov o por teléfono al 844-468-2020. Trabajemos para asegurar que todos cuenten en Colorado.
Okay, moving on with our theme of ragtime fireworks tonight. Let's have another big explosion here. How about the Gunpowder Rag, written by Roy Spangler in 1910? And once again, we have a piano roll cut by Howard Weilmunster. Thank you. All right. Gunpowder Rag and Blue Blazes was the other one from 1909, written by Arthur Sizemore, and that was David Thomas Roberts from his album of early folk rags. Now we're going to get into meteors and comets. We'll start with two rags by the same name, but written at different times by different individuals. Here from 1920 is the Meteor Rag by Arthur Morse. That'll be played by the Elite Syncopators. We'll follow that up with the Meteor Rag from 1910, written by Edward C. Mahoney, and Dave Wright will bring us that one.
Thank you.
All right. Two meteor rags. The Elites and Capators playing one, and Dave Wright playing the second one. The second one was written in 1910, and that's significant because we're going to follow that up with two comet rags that will also light up the sky, also written in 1910. And there's a reason for that, and that's because Halley's Comet, which only passes by planet Earth once every 75 years, as I understand it, did so in 1910. And so that led to a meteor rag, a comet rag, and this last one, a Halley's, I don't know how you say it, H-A-L-L-E-Y, Halley's Comet rag. The first comet rag, another one by Edward C. Mahoney, and we're giving that Wild Munster Roll a workout tonight. It had four cuts on it, three cuts on it, and this is the third one. And then we'll follow that up with Halley's Comet Rag by Harry J. Lincoln, and Dave Majak will bring us that one.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
All right. Well, we heard a couple of comet rags, including Halley's Comet rag. Not all things that light up the sky are happy things. And so we've got a couple of pieces to go out with here that certainly will light up the sky. But anyway, they do fit the category. From 1915, a piece by Elmer Ruth called Bombs and Bullets. And the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra will bring us that. And then Elliot Adams will finish off with Bombshell Rag from 1909 by Thomas Confrere and Morris Silver. And that'll pretty much take us out. It's been fun trying to light up your sky with some ragtime fireworks this evening. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard, and it's helped to fill in the gap that was left by so many fireworks cancellations this year. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us, and I hope you'll listen in on another Thursday evening for some more ragtime. And here we go with Bombs and Bullets and Bombshell Rag. Thank you.
Thank you. And good evening, and welcome to Swing Shift here on Community Radio, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Tanya. I'll be here for an hour bringing you a variety of swing music. It's 9:03.
Are you missing live music this summer?
Aren't we all?
Hi, I'm Indra Raj.
And I'm Joel Davis.
And on Thursday, July 9th, during the Afternoon Sound Alternative, we'll be presenting Corona Palooza, a special 3-hour show featuring the artists we'll be missing on the concert circuit this year.
Even though we can't get funky at the Fox, pack ourselves in to Lost Lake or the Lion's Lair, or bake in the sun at Red Rocks, we can still gather around our radios, together, and listen to the many artists we won't be seeing this summer.
So join us from noon to 3 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th on KGNU as the Afternoon Sound Alternative does Corona Palooza.